Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today as we face the issues. I pray that you look forward to the broadcast each day and that you invite friends and relatives and neighbors to join in the dialogue and discussion each day. Oftentimes I get to talking about the issue and fail to remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to have you jump in, having your dialogue and discussion. As someone said on one occasion, just to put your 2 cents worth in. Love to hear from you. Love to know where you stand on these issues and what you think of them and how it affects your life and what it has done in the information that is given each day. We're talking about today, righteousness exalted the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. That's the title of the broadcast. Comes from Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness, rightness before God, exalts, lifts up a nation. But sin is a reproach, a detriment, destruction. That word reproach means to dishonor, to shame, to insult. Sin is a reproach, an insult, a shame to any people. We'll be talking about that today and how that integrates with COVID-19. The pandemic, and what the Biden administration is doing, and that which undermines, tears down, and is eroding the biblical fundamental foundation of the United States of America. That's my interest. That's my passion. That's my concern. That's the reason for the broadcast each day. It's simply because of what we see taking place in America and how it affects the church negatively, how it impacts the rights that we have as Christians, how it impacts and demoralizes, destroys our Bill of Rights, the freedom of speech, and our religious liberties. Ladies and gentlemen, are all hanging in the balance today. Hanging in the balance. Are we standing up, speaking up? How should we respond? That's what we're talking about for today's broadcast. Let's Face the Issues is based on the authority of the Scripture. Keep in mind, God created the home, He created government, He created the church, and in that order. And so anything that we discuss about the home, the church, theology, doctrine, political things, government, as it would be called, it is because it's an institution that God created. From Genesis 1:1 through the book of the Revelation, you see everything that is spoken of in the biblical text, inextricably linked to, tied to, found within those three elements, those three institutions, the home, government, and the church. And so as we do the Let's Face the Issues broadcast, we do so to highlight and to emphasize the Word of God, the rule of God, and the Word of God as it should be followed by Christians today. As we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. For example, in John 8:31-32, Jesus said, "If you continue my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Jesus emphasized truth. In fact, in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And then he points out the fact that the Word of God is truth. In John 17:17, Jesus so poignantly, pointedly, powerfully says, Thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that ought to direct our footsteps. It's the truth of the word of God that should cause us to make decisions that would please him. You see, it was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. But it's the 15th century theologian and church reformer that said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. So, ladies and gentlemen, I call on you each day to seek the truth. You won't find it on the Communist Network News. You won't find it on social media. You won't find it any place but in the Word of God. And we're charged with the responsibility as Christians to seek the truth and to listen to the truth, to learn it, to love it, tell it, live it. But perhaps the most difficult thing in the day in which we're living in is to defend the truth even to death. And I hate to say so. Many do not believe it, but I believe we're rapidly approaching the day in America where the truth will be called upon, as we stand for truth, will be called upon, ladies and gentlemen, to risk our lives as we stand for the truth. And yet I don't think we need to cower, to submit to a lie, and to be deceived into believing that somehow, somewhere it's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time has the full line of brands for the homeowner as Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, to answer all of your questions about power backup. Tools for Time has a staff that can answer your questions about landscape lawn care equipment for the professional as well as for the homeowner. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291, that's 11291, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you've asked, how do I find it? The benchmark, ladies and gentlemen, is the gigantic U.S. flag. 165-foot pole at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road with American flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag, and at the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsforTime.com, ToolsforTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture I quoted at the outset of the broadcast, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. That's in Proverbs 14:34. Ladies and gentlemen, what the Biden administration is doing to America is beyond our wildest imagination. I don't know if you've sat down and considered what he's done in approximately 25, 26, 27 executive orders just in 1 week that is since he's gone into office, since he was sworn in, a little over a week. You recall Biden's slogan, Build Back Better? Yet notwithstanding the Marxist communist slogan, we're witnessing the stench, as I call it, of the demoralization, the disintegration of the morals and the ethics and the values and the faith and the freedom in America today. Just the latest in the Biden's executive orders that are truly a reproach to any people is his order that allows sexually dysphoric perverts into the girls' locker rooms, shower rooms, bathrooms, dressing rooms, and allows the males, wannabe females, transsexuals, are those that are simply sexually dysphoric, those that identify as a male, gender identity as they call it. By his executive order now, ladies and gentlemen, he's opened Pandora's box in America that will allow these males to participate in female sports. It's bad enough that it allows them to go into the bathrooms, restrooms, the locker rooms, the shower rooms of the girls and the women, our mothers, our daughters and our granddaughters and our great-grandkids to be in some way molested, maligned, or destroyed as a result of the perverts having legal federal authority to go into them. Ladies and gentlemen, I would have never dreamed 25 years ago, 50 years ago, of the potentiality of this being the very thing that's the ultimate demise of America. look at the scripture, ladies and gentlemen, at your leisure, in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through about verse 32, in particular in verses 24 and following. It talks about the Sodomites, the LGBTQ agenda. The Bible says God gave them up to uncleanness in the 24th verse. That is to sinful lust. We find in the 26th verse, God gave them up to vile affections. The 28th verse, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And that's the ones that the Biden administration now has opened the door and allowed them to enter in. I believe we have a caller on the line. Joseph, go over the question and comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, in addition to what you said, it just grieves me when the new press secretary calls Biden a devout Catholic with a straight face. I was raised Catholic, and I'm no longer Catholic, but abortion is, he's the opposite on that. He's probably affected over 20,000 jobs, over 20,000 families by stopping the Keystone XL pipeline and stopping the border wall construction. He did an executive order against Trump's patriotic school program. He's promoting China as a friendly country. They're talking about raising taxes, and they're probably going to spend so much deficit money that it's going to cause an economic collapse, including recently $400 billion to Central America. I mean, what about American citizens? And it is really hard to endure all this because there's strong evidence of massive voter fraud, and the courts so far won't even look at it.
Well, Joseph, you're exactly right, and that's just the big picture. But when you drill down and look at the microscopic fundamental problem that we have, he is single-handedly, by executive orders, destroying the very warp and the woof that is the very fabric of the moral, ethical, fundamental foundation of America. And in Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what are the righteous to do? He's taking away the livelihood of thousands upon thousands by fiat executive order. As you said about the XL pipeline, shutting that down, I've heard all kinds of numbers and I've read documents on that, but somewhere in the neighborhood of 30,000 is the minimal number of those of the labor union's workers that now he says, well, they can find another job in building solar panels. Well, the last genius in the White House that wanted to set up solar panels to fund by the federal government to his buddies collapsed on its face. But nevertheless, with the wall being stopped, there are hundreds of millions of dollars worth of steel fabricated product on the job ready to be put in place for the wall. All of that's been stopped. That will cost the taxpayers, in the cancellation of that contract, hundreds of millions of dollars. And the putting more and more people out of work. But that's just, the tip of the iceberg. That's the peripheral. The bottom line is he's destroying the foundation of America. Our nation was founded upon biblical principles by men of God. And contrary to what I don't care what some of these folks say, that all of our founders were not Christians. Some perhaps could have been considered God-fearers, but they honored God. They honored the Word of God. And you can find that woven in all of our founding documents for the United States of America. But Joe Biden is undermining each and every one of those. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says, one, on day one, this is what Biden said before he went in office. On day one, Biden plans to reinstate the rule allowing transgender students to use the bathrooms, the locker rooms, and the shower rooms of their choice. Here's the quote. On his first day in office, Biden will reinstate the Obama-Biden guidance revoked by the Trump administration, which will restore transgender students access to sports, bathrooms, locker rooms, shower rooms, in accordance with their own gender identity, a statement made by the Biden campaign found on his website, and as he directs his Department of Education then to vigorously enforce and investigate any and all violations of transgender students' civil rights to use any bathroom, restroom, shower room, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that they wish. So that is the thing, Joseph, that I believe is the most horrific, thing that could be done to American citizens. If the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? Is the bottom line. So you're exactly right. What it requires for you and for me and for everyone listening today, we need to fervently pray and ask God to intervene and stop the forward speed of the Biden administration. Now, I'm not going to tell God how to stop it. I believe he can. And I believe every Christian, every conservative, everyone under the sound of my voice needs to take that stand, that God intervene. God, would you stop this man? Would you stop this administration? Would you prevent the moral decay and the destruction of the foundation of our nation? But Joseph, keep on keeping on and look up, brother. The Bible says our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you so much for your call and have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what this Biden administration is doing in relationship to the destruction of the fundamental foundations of America. Does it bother you? Are you concerned about it? Or is it possible that you're like so many thousands, if I can be bold enough to say this, so many thousands of pastors and Christians and churches and denominations that have the philosophy and the feeling that all of this is rooted and founded in politics, and so therefore we're to avoid politics. We're to stay out of politics. Tell me something. Call in. That number is 831-0917. Have you been taught that? Have you been trained that? Is that what is parroted from the mouth of your pastor in your pulpit? Love to hear from you. You don't have to call his name. You don't have to give the denomination. But is that what you've heard? Is that what you're hearing? Tell me, when's the last time you've heard your pastor stand and say anything in a negative or contrary fashion about what has happened in the coup that has overthrown the Constitutional Republic in America? And it was a coup. Have you had anything said from your pulpit and your church that the pastor has said this is wrong, this is illegitimate, this is unethical, unbiblical, and that Biden is going to destroy the morals and ethics and the values of our Constitutional Republic and for the Christian and the church and undermine it? Have you heard that? If not, why? Have you asked your pastor, why not? I would love to hear from you and know your opinion, your status on that and what is being said. Biden's executive orders, ladies and gentlemen, are truly a reproach to any people. In his order that allows the sexually dysphoric and the gender identity crowd, the LGBTQ agenda, as it is called. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, understand this. I am not for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, but they have a freedom to practice whatever they want to. They do not have the freedom to force me to embrace it and to celebrate it and to inculcate it in the life of the church. And yet every denomination, every main non-denomination in America today, in some fashion, to a greater or lesser extent, have embraced the sodomite LGBTQ agenda. And so therefore there's silence today, ladies and gentlemen, for most denominations and most churches. But yet that group, the sodomite agenda in America, makes up less than 4% of the total population of our nation. And yet it seems as though they control the beltway in Washington, including the executive branch. I don't know Joe. I don't know his standards, if you will, but he's, as our last caller just said, his press secretary keeps saying he's a devout Catholic. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a stench in the nostrils of God, if that's what he's been taught in his religious denomination, if you will. But I am finding it more and more egregious with what we see. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that God created male and female, created he them. He didn't create a she and a shim. He didn't create a him and a has-been. He didn't create a freak. God created a man and a woman, a male and a female. And Joe Biden says, ladies and gentlemen, let me just tuck this in. Joe Biden says that all that he does, he's going to follow the science. Well, I want to know any science, anywhere, somewhere, some scientist, some science that says that there's not two genders. Contrary-wise, any professor, anyone in higher education, anyone in the realm of the medical profession, if they're working in a network of a larger group of people, if they take the stand and say God created only male and female, they're fundamentally, if you please, pushed and prodded and demeaned until they retire, resign, or they're fired. And that's where it is today. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden, you'll recall, in his basement campaign, he said that he would enact the Equality Act with priority number one when elected. Priority number one, the Equality Act. The Equality Act was House Bill 5. You've heard me talk about it numerous times, and it is worth mentioning once again. The Equality Act, House Bill 5, passed by Nancy Pelosi with 240 votes in the House and 47 votes as it languishes now in the Senate. But Joe Biden said that until that bill is passed, he's going to, by executive order, bring it into existence. And he's done that very thing. He has opened Pandora's box to the demoralization and the destruction and the tearing down of the fabric that makes America. That's the morals and ethics and the values of our great nation. I'm looking at an article, and this is a portion of the statement made by a pastor. The article says the current leaders and members of this new Democratic Party are more than willing to evolve and adapt to a moral standard which accepts all genders, LGBTQ, and any combination of genders. Therefore, no one qualifies as a Democrat in good standing who is not pro-choice, BLM, LGBTQ, Antifa, PLO, Sanctuary City, open borders, and socialism friendly. History has proven beyond any doubt that the nations that have blessed the Jewish people have had the blessings of God. The nations that have cursed or drifted away from the Jewish people have experienced the curse of God. And then he goes on to talk about in depth, ladies and gentlemen, about what is taking place with the Biden administration and the separation from the oversight, the protection, and the support for the nation of Israel. Yes, Joe Biden has just determined by some executive orders to start funding again. And I believe the outset is about $400 and some odd million to the PLO, the Palestinians, those that are out to destroy the nation of Israel. Joe Biden, under his administration, and the progressive future that he is putting into place today will continue to separate and disavow anything to do with the protection and the support of the nation of Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, when that takes place, you can watch the exponential increase of the judgment of God on America. God's word says that he's going to bless the nations that bless Israel and curse the nations that curse Israel. And one of the things that's brought about God's blessings on America for all of these years is because of our being a blessing to the nation of Israel. But ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden has put into full effect now and still signing executive orders. I don't know when he'll stop the executive orders. In fact, some of the Looney Tune Democrats have already started criticizing him for signing executive orders rather than passing bills. But nevertheless, that's his approach. He wants to make sure that he appeases the progressives, the liberals, the Marxists, all in his party. But he's done so, ladies and gentlemen, with total priority for what he's doing. He has put into the full plans of the LGBTQ agenda as of this day. This is the frontal assault, ladies and gentlemen. This is a frontal assault on the Word of God. This is an assault on every Christian. It's an assault on every church. It's an assault on every denomination. It's an assault on the moral America that you and I have known all of our lives. So just what does this make America out to be? Just what does this open the doors for? Ladies and gentlemen, it opens the doors for the locker rooms, shower rooms, the bathrooms, et cetera, for our mothers and our daughters and our grandkids to be in jeopardy of the moral perverts out there in society. Here's an article that says Biden's agenda includes the destruction of the multiple pro-life policies. Not only has he opened the doors, the Pandora's box, to the moral ethical depletion of America, but ladies and gentlemen, he has made it understood with his executive orders that he is reinstating all that President Trump had canceled in relationship to abortion on demand, right up to the birth of the baby. Biden's agenda includes the destruction of the multiple pro-life policies. Here's the article, dated January 29th. Biden has indicated that he will reverse the Mexico City policy, which bars foreign organizations from receiving U.S. funding from providing abortions, abortion information and abortion referrals. He has also promised to restore federal funding to Planned Parenthood, to repeal the Hyde Amendment, and to renew legal action against Little Sisters of the Poor. Further, the article states, pro-life advocates have repeatedly praised President Donald Trump in his steps to protect the unborn throughout his administration. These advocates, who warned that the Biden administration would in fact be the most pro-abortion ticket in history. Ladies and gentlemen, he didn't make any bones about it. That part of his Biden's basement campaign made it very clear that that's what he would do. And ladies and gentlemen, he's doing that very thing. So it ought not to surprise us. It ought not to surprise any American. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, we must go back to the fundamental foundation. Joe Biden was not elected president of the United States of America. Yeah, I know. I'm one of the heretics now when I make this statement based on the Biden administration. But Joe Biden was not elected. Joe Biden is a Trojan horse. Joe Biden is a Manchurian candidate. Joe Biden has stolen an office, and God cannot bless the leadership from his hands. It's an impossibility for God to bless anything that the man does because he sits in a stolen seat. He sits in the seat that was provided for him by the coup that took place in America in November election. Yes, I am a firm believer that the election was stolen. I'm a firm believer that the real winner of the election was President Donald J. Trump. You know, there was a meme that was on Facebook for a while. It said they had a picture of a note that President Trump supposedly put in the Oval Office desk drawer for Joe Biden. And it simply said, "Joe, you know I won." Signed Donald J. Trump. Whether that was a real note or not, I don't know. But Joe Biden did not win. Joe Biden is a puppet. He's not the puppeteer. He is the one that is simply putting into force that which those that helped him steal the election want in and through Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article by Jonathan Cahn. Now, I'd be the first one to tell you I disagree with a whole majority of his theological persuasions. But he has some things to say here that I believe would be worth reading. Jonathan Cahn delivers a message to President Biden. In a video message to President Biden, Rabbi Jonathan Cahn recalled the first inaugural address 232 years ago when President George Washington gave the nation a prophetic warning. The propitious smiles of heaven cannot be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right that heaven itself has ordained, Washington told the nation. Quote, if America follows the ways of God, blessings of God will remain. If it doesn't, they will be removed, Jonathan Cahn said. We passed down rulings from Washington that war against the eternal law of heaven on human life, human nature, gender, marriage, he said. We've indoctrinated our children against the ways of God. Further, Jonathan Cahn makes this statement. Mr. Biden, you have called for unity and peace, but how can a nation have unity and peace when it wars against the very foundations on which it stands? End quote. Cahn said the nation can't have unity and peace when it has turned against God, the God that brought us into existence. How can you invoke the name of God in your oath and lay your hand upon his word and then implement laws that will suppress the going forth of his word and will censor his word and those who advance it? He warned that Biden and his administration and lawmakers will be called to account someday before God for their actions. The problem is not social, economic, or cultural, political. The problem is ultimately a spiritual problem. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break for the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.